You're listening to 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. The Tennessee River has calmed down considerably since February, when relentless rain swelled the river above flood stage in many communities. The flooding was bad, but the Tennessee Valley Authority says it could have been much worse without its flood control efforts. Now, a little later on in this conversation, you'll hear from TVA recreation specialist Clay Gary, but we begin this conversation with that chat about river levels with TVA river manager Tom Barnett.
It's been pretty wet so far this year, so lake levels are actually looking pretty good for reaching their full summer elevations. In fact, instead of talking spring fill, we've been talking spring drawdown a lot this year, as we've been way too high in most cases throughout the season.
Did that have anything to do with the heavy rains that we saw back in February?
It certainly did. It actually started back in 2018. We set a record rainfall year in 2018 with nearly 67 inches of rain, which is 2 inches above our previous record, which was set in 1973. Fast forward a couple of months, and February turned into some more of the same kind of rain we were getting in 2018. We ended up with nearly a foot of rain in February, which broke our February rainfall record. It was the fourth wettest month in 120 years of record keeping, so it kept us really, really busy.
I don't know as much about water engineering as you do, obviously, but I do know that there is a strategy to how TVA has to manage that much water in different parts of the basin. We, of course, have to remember the Tennessee River isn't just here in East Tennessee, but also northern Alabama, the western part of the state, and even western Kentucky. How did you guys manage that very delicate balancing act?
It's a challenge, of course it is, with that much rainfall in a short period of time. Really what helps us do that is to follow our policy. So we want to have area tributary lakes, the big lakes like Norris, Cherokee, Douglas, Fontana, down at their winter pool levels so that we've got room to store all that excess rainfall and runoff. And so we did just that. We recovered a lot of that flood storage space that we'd used up at the end of 2018, and we're ready by February when the rain came. And we stored a lot of water. We put 44 feet of water in Fontana that month, nearly 30 feet at Cherokee, Douglas, Norris, Hiwassee. So we stored over 3.5 trillion gallons of water. And what that helped us do is keep it out of the rivers below the dams. And that helped us reduce what would have been a higher flood crest at cities located along the river. So we cut 7 feet off the crest here at Knoxville. Places like Clinton, Tennessee, we cut 16 feet off the crest. Lenoir City, 21 feet off the crest. Chattanooga, 19 feet off the crest down there. So valley-wide, we were able to prevent nearly $1.6 billion in flood damages through our operations in February. We can't prevent all flooding, but we can do our best to make sure the folks that live along the rivers and in these towns know what the levels are going to be and what to expect from the river.
Clay, I want to turn to you because now that things have calmed down considerably up and down the Tennessee River Basin, it's summertime, and I'm sure you guys are looking at recreational opportunities for not just local folks who are going to be going out for, say, weekend trips, maybe people coming into the Tennessee River Valley from other parts of the country. What's new on that side of things?
Yeah, you know, recreation is a really big focus. What we do at my TVA, as Tom said, we've got about 49 dams and the associated reservoirs that are extremely popular for our recreation. Of the entire Tennessee River system, we've got about 11,000 miles of shoreline, and TVA actually owns and manages right around 293,000 acres of public lands that actually surround those 49 reservoirs that are really popular for recreation.
To unite the two areas that we've talked about here, of course, the weather is unpredictable. We're in kind of a calmer pattern now, but how would people in your department react if there is a dry spell this summer and we see, you know, maybe lower reservoir levels, or there's a lot of rain that might spoil people's weekend plans? I mean, how do people on your end, on the recreation side, deal with the vagaries of that which we can't control, the weather?
You know, we stay in real close communication with folks in my Tom's group, and you know, we really do try to communicate that and, you know, let folks know if, you know, our river level is going to be high. Of course, we've got, you know, warning systems at a lot of our dams if we're going to have to be spilling. You know, really just kind of try to communicate that information so everybody stays safe out there.
What are the basic contours of, say, the economic impact? I know this was a big deal last year when a comprehensive report came out. If you could give us kind of a refresher on what that economic impact looks like from tourism.
Sure. Yeah, we did a study with the University of Tennessee back. We started the study in 2016. And what we found is the economic impact of recreation on the 49 TVA reservoirs was about $11.9 billion, which roughly equates to, with 11,000 miles of shoreline, roughly equates to about $1 million per shoreline mile of direct economic impact associated with the TVA reservoirs.
Play one last one for you. I understand TVA is partnering with National Geographic, and you brought in a map with you. Tell us a little bit about what's going on there.
Absolutely, yes, we do. We have several partners. The project is called ExploreTRV.com, ExploreTennesseeRiverValley.com, and the platform is National Geographic, so it has worldwide exposure. Most of the information is actually crowdsourced, so people can actually nominate places in their community that they're really proud of or really neat. So really, wherever you want to visit in the Tennessee River Valley, there's really something there for everyone.
That was Clay Geary of the Recreation Department at TVA. Before that, we heard from Tom Barnett, who's the GM of River Management, also of TVA. Gentlemen, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks.